Morning, everybody. I've got the graveyard shift, the last in line. I am a brand spanking new, just out the wrapper, senior lending manager. I started my role at the start of January, along with my colleague Paul here. We both cover all of Scotland for business banking. Probably, I would have just talked to you today a little bit about what that role actually means and how it will impact positively on our relationship managers and our customers. Probably the best person I know to sum up the role is my five-year-old daughter, Anna. Anna has a very basic understanding of what I do. I work in a bank, I give people money, and I make them happy, is how she views the world. So occasionally when we're sitting having dinner, Anna will ask me, "Daddy, did you give anybody any money today and did you make them happy?" Sometimes I'll say yes, and I'll get a wee tick and a pat on the back. And if I say no, I get a shake of the head and a cross. Okay, so that's a pretty good way of summarising what I am here to do, is to try and make as many customers happy as possible. So why did we create this new role? The bank took a full strategic review of our lending strategy at the tail end of last year. And what we established was that the directors and business managers needed more support. Support in terms of building their confidence, building their capability. A lot of relationship managers were out of practice in terms of lending. So what we did was we created capacity for 20 senior lending managers in business banking and 17 in commercial banking across the UK. It's a significant investment in supporting our lending strategy. The principle is to help make the people around me better. Okay, so that's making the directors better, making the relationship managers better by upskilling them, making them more confident, and making sure we're actually having better meetings with customers, okay, and actually upskilling them as well. Typically, we're highly experienced lending RMs with strong credit skills. I myself was in invoice finance for 10 years, did a lot of deal structuring, and latterly I was 6 years as a relationship director in commercial bank, working under Robin, running a portfolio between 2 and 25 million. We've got no direct portfolios, so no customers. That was a very strange experience for me in January, having no customers phoning me after 15, 16 years. I'm sure Paul's the same. But what that has done is feed up our time to totally focus on supporting RMs, making sure that they're upskilling, and we're looking at every opportunity to lend. So we're there to coach, upskill, support the RMs, and increasing our lending, and ultimately helping our customers realise their ambitions for growth or driving their businesses forward. So what is my day job? We now run regular lending forums or deal clubs, and we run these every 2 weeks. I have 7 directors that I work with, and basically what we do is we share best practice in those sessions. We normally last about 2 hours, and in those sessions we'll have invoice finance, we'll have Lombard, we'll have the relationship managers and the directors. And what we'll sit and look at is we'll look at best practice, we'll look at other deals that have been done in the area, maybe a deal that's been slightly unusual and we've been able to do something a little bit out of the box. And we'll also look at deals that are currently in the pipeline. So perhaps deals that have been declined by credit and we try and restructure those and get them into a better place. Or perhaps a deal that an RM's not feeling too confident about putting together, we'll put that deal together for them and we'll get it ready and up to credit. They have been particularly powerful, I'm sure Paul will agree with me, in terms of upskilling RMs. It's a really powerful tool to have a group of people focusing on lending. You'll have some very experienced RMs in the room, and you'll have some RMs that maybe only been doing the job a couple of years. So that has been particularly productive for us. One of my other roles is to be the key link between credit, our policy team, invoice finance and Lombard. Perhaps historically there was a wall between credit and the relationship management team. I think now it's very much an open bridge. There's a lot of healthy debates going between credit and ourselves. I think given what we've been through over the last few years, I think there's a genuine mutual respect for the importance of each other's roles. And a lot of the time if we've got a challenge, we, credit and myself or credit and RM, will work our way around getting that deal to a place that we can do it. Policy, obviously we have a credit policy, it's very clearly defined now, which I think is a great thing for us as a bank. We all know where we stand in terms of risk, But sometimes our policy, it can be interpreted in a number of different ways. And part of my role is to make sure we fully understand that and that we implement the policy in the right way. And more importantly, we're able to communicate it to the customers. Invoice Finance and Lombard, critical providers of funding for us. They are always involved, particularly in providing working capital or funding for asset finance. Building confidence and help create a culture of informed and highly skilled RMs. That's the ultimate goal, is to get the bar raised. We're going through accreditation processes for RMs, which is externally recognised. And really, a lot of it is about building confidence for RMs. Being in front of customers, talking to them about their business, their investment plans, and being confident that we can go back with a realistic proposition to that customer. Support RMs one-to-one in deal structuring. If we're unable to do a deal in the deal club, I will do a one-to-one session with an RM. We'll look at a particular deal that they want to look at. We'll run the numbers. We'll look at the structure. We'll make sure the information that the customer's provided is working, and we'll get that ready and get it to credit. Part of my role is also to support the transparent appeals process that we have internally, and that's mostly by trying to walk in the customer's shoes and looking at the situation from the customer's point of view. If we are declining a deal, which unfortunately is just a reality of where we are at sometimes, that will be second looked by a director, and often it is looked at by me to try and find a way of helping that customer. It might not be us, it might be an external provider that provides the finance, or we might go back to the customer if it's a decline and explain to them why it's declined. Maybe there's a risk being identified in the business. Perhaps they can correct that risk and come back to us in a short period of time and we can revisit it. But it's to try and make that process as slick and as crystal as possible for customers. So just a few deals, just to give you a flavour for some of the deals that we've done this quarter. And we've done quite a few of them. These are sort of the highlights for me. So in Dundee, we agreed a £160,000 loan to support a young couple buying their first Chinese restaurant. It was over 15 years, 70% loan to value. One of the main issues for us was they were quite young, they were in their late 20s, and they were buying their first unit, and understandably credit had a little bit of concern over experience. They didn't have a huge amount of experience on paper. But what we were able to do is go back to credit, having spoken to the accountant and spoken to the RM, and what we established was, whilst they were quite young, they'd been in the sector since leaving school. They had a significant family network around them to support. Their other family members had run Chinese restaurants very successfully. So we were able to establish actually they had a network around them that would support them, nurture them, and they had more or less been running this restaurant themselves anyway. So we were able to get around that issue and get the deal done, and that was drawn down a couple of weeks ago. In Glasgow, it was a car parts retailer in the east end of Glasgow, £177,000 loan to allow them to buy larger premises. They really wanted to expand their business. The main thing here is, whilst their debt servicing was pretty good, by taking on quite a significant amount of new debt, obviously projections became very, very important for this business. The quality of the projection was excellent. The accountant and the customer had put together a very detailed business plan, but it was short and concise, and it allowed us to fully understand why they were taking on this money, why they were expanding, and what they would do with the increased floor space. And for example, Halfords had pulled out that particular area, so they were going to look at putting bikes in as part of their strategy. There was an internet strategy there. So we were quite happy to support that business based on the fact that we were quite comfortable with the journey that they were looking to go on over the next 2 or 3 years, and we could buy into it. In Kirkcaldy, this was a relatively new business, only been trading 2 years. It was a pet shop food business. This gentleman had found a little niche in Kirkcaldy, supplying all the local pet food shops with pig's ears. Doesn't sound particularly appetising, but apparently there's a huge market for pig's ears in Kirkcaldy. So, no joke, please offend in Kirkcaldy. 110k, 15-year loan. The incumbent bank knocked him back. I can't see who it was, but they knocked him back. We had a look at it. They had 2 years of accounts that were absolutely brilliant. For a new start business, the accounts were fantastic. The customer had already produced projections for 2 years and a business plan, and he wanted to buy the premises because he needed to expand. He needed his own premises to stock all these pig's ears, and we were more than happy to bring that customer in from their incumbent bank. from the first meeting to that customer being offered that loan was 3 weeks, which is incredibly quick in the current climate. But because they were well prepared before they came to us, the RM could go to credit pretty quickly with a deal. In Aberdeen, property sector, obviously a sector that's a bit more challenging in terms of appetite. This again was a customer who was perhaps let down by their incumbent bank. They were doing a staring development of 5 houses in Aberdeen. Pretty experienced operators, had done sort of small developments a number of times successfully. They'd sold 2 of the houses at profit. They came to us with a clear cash flow, a clear projection plan, 3 houses to sell in Aberdeen, which is obviously a very good market. They'd done the marketing, they knew what they were going to sell for, and we were more than happy to do that deal for them. Now, that is a sector you might be surprised at, given it was speculative house building, but because of the strength of the proposition on a case-by-case basis, we were more than happy to support that customer, and it got them out of a really difficult position because they would not have been able to finish that development in the timescales that they'd hoped to. So the common themes, just to give you a feel and sort of link in with Lorna's presentation, the themes in these deals that we saw going through credit relatively easily, the customers definitely understood their business and they could demonstrate this to us in writing or in meetings that they really had a genuine handle on their business. They were quite simple business models and the customer didn't try and complicate them. They just kept things nice and simple and did what they did well. In most cases, the accountant had prepared good quality projections with assumptions. I cannot emphasise enough how important accountants are in influencing our customer base. In the current climate, they really, really are. We sometimes have challenges with customers who don't understand why do you need all this information. It's just a lot of hassle for me. They're busy people, they're running businesses. And a lot of accountants, good accountants, will try and inform their customer as to why we need that information and we're using it to assess our risks. Customers understood how their cash flow worked and their respective business models. And in all those cases I talked about, they genuinely did. They had a really good handle on their cash flow. And that's not having any fancy spreadsheets and fancy, it's just having a good basic understanding of how cash flowed in their business and out of their business. And they could give us comfort that they had control over that. They provided good quality information when they said they would. The number of times we have a delay from a customer not providing us with the right information at the right time, and that has a ripple effect internally. What happens is the RM gets panicked because they're 4 weeks late, they rush the report to credit, and ultimately credit end up at the end of the line, and they've got about half an hour to turn deal round because all of a sudden it's become urgent. So the customer giving us the information when they said they would is really, really important. Those deals we talked about, the information was given to us absolutely on time and absolutely when they said they would give it to us. So unfortunately, too many customers say to let themselves down a little bit. And more importantly, I was able to tell Anna over dinner that all these customers were happy. And I got 4 ticks. 4 ticks. Just to close, this is a statement that Chris Sullivan made about 3 or 4 weeks ago on Sky News. And he said, I have no constraint to lend to UK businesses. I could lend £10 billion more today and be delighted to do it. And that pretty much sums up our current appetite to lend. But Lorna talked about lending safely. That is still very much at the core of what we do. But we have an appetite to lend. And thank you for listening, and I'll hand you back to Robert for the questions and answer session. Thank you.